Welcome back to episode 2 of a podcast with currently no name.
Yep. Welcome back. We're so glad you're here.
Episode 2, which 2 is my favorite number. I don't know if we ever talked about this.
Why is it your favorite number?
2 is my favorite number because I am the youngest, so I'm the second born. So I've always been player 2 my whole life.
Oh.
So I just 2 has always been my lucky number.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's like my favorite angel number. Like I have, well I had. I had my bracelet from that one, what is this place called?
Little Words Project.
Yeah. I had the 222 angel number bracelet and it broke.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fastest bracelet that's ever broken on my watch.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's a sign.
I'm
choosing to ignore whatever that might mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have no idea.
And then what's your bracelet breaking theory?
Oh, yeah. So I have a whole theory about bracelets, which I wear all these rings, all these bracelets, and my philosophy is when they break, it's because they ward off bad luck, and so they've taken all the bad luck that they can in their mm-hmm. little lifetime, so that's why they break. And that's how I justify a death of a bracelet. Because it's really sad for me. Like, these go on journeys with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think my longest standing ones so far have been my white moonstone, my Bless Your Heart bracelet, and this sleigh bracelet that I got at a farmer's market in Vegas that I found at a four-year-old had made, and I thought that it was so funny that a four-year-old made a bracelet that said sleigh.
I love that.
Yeah, so that's my philosophy on my bracelets and my rings. I've had these rings. This one's I've had since high school. This one I've had since college. This one, you know the story behind this one.
I do, yes.
You guys don't. Should we
get Are we going to keep it that way? Or
should we get into that now or later?
I don't know. You can get into it now if you'd like. Or
well, I'll get into it now.
Okay.
Since we're on the topic. So yeah. This ring, it is a silver ring with a cat on it. And this came from someone who, at the time, was my bestest of friend. And I remember, so I was in college, pre-COVID, the semester before COVID, the fall semester. I had met this person, and we got off, hit it off. We were BFFs for lifers. And I remember we were sitting and talking, and I was insecure then. I didn't really have any friends in high school, so I was starting to meet, like, people, and, like, they're becoming my people. And I remember telling them, like, oh, like, I know you have to catch your bus, so, like, if you want to, like, just go. And they told me, there'll be another bus. And that was the first time when I realized that I am, like, someone who's worthwhile talking to. There'll be another bus. Mm-hmm. We'll keep talking as long as we need to. And I think about them a lot. And it's not like we ended on any bad terms. It's just we kind of fell out of talking.
Yeah, you grew apart.
And that happens. But I have this ring because they always had the coolest rings. And I was always like, I love your rings. Your rings are amazing. And so for my birthday, and they're a day, like we almost are birthdays twins, mm-hmm. but they're a day after me. And I remember for my birthday, they gave me one of their matching bracelets because they have another one like this and we would wear them together. And it was like, you know, while we don't speak anymore, it's, I will always carry you with me until this ring breaks. I will mm-hmm. wear it until it breaks. And honestly, when I first got it, it had more detail, but it's a little bit smooth now because I've worn it for almost 4 years straight every single day I can.
Yeah.
So it's how I carry them with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then this mermaid ring was from my mom, so I carry her with me.
Yeah.
She's not dead. I made that sound like she's dead. She's still alive.
She's very much alive.
She's very much alive and well. But yeah, and like, you know, my dad has gifted me my stone bracelet. So it's like my sister gave me the Bless Your Heart. So it's like I carry my people with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also another thing with the jewelry. Usually
yeah.
I wear gifted pieces. So it's like, you know, they protect me from bad luck and I'm carrying my people with me. So, you know, I don't talk to them anymore. I haven't talked to them in years since I graduated mm-hmm. college. I was at high school. Since I graduated college. But, you know, they were so important to me in my life at that time that they were so important to me. So I will carry them with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Or as long as the ring lasts. And then I'll just carry their memory.
Exactly.
This is just one of the only physical things I have of them.
Mm-hmm.
Still. So.
And I think that is, like, so beautiful that you do that, remembering somebody in that way. Like, it's not like they're dead, but it's just, like, you've grown apart. Mm-hmm. You have those fond memories that you share, and they left a lasting impact on you.
Yeah.
And you get to carry that with them. And they don't even know that you do that. Mm-hmm. They don't know that you wear that ring.
No.
Every single day. Yeah. And that you still talk about them. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And they might still talk about you. Who knows?
Yeah.
I think that's, like, one of the most beautiful things about being a human and making connections like that
yeah.
is that you don't know your impact on somebody, and it could be a really small impact or it could be a huge impact, mm-hmm. but you don't know, like, the gravity of how much you know what I mean?
Yes, like, you are a mosaic of everyone you've ever loved, and you don't, yes, sometimes you don't know it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, there are people that I still think about, and I haven't spoken to them in years, like, since grade school or yeah. high school or whatever. And it's just like, I just think it's beautiful to be remembered yeah. in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it's just crazy because I was in Ohio and I moved to Vegas just for school. And there, mm-hmm. you know, all the odds, all the things lined up for me to meet that person and to learn the lessons I learned from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, we may not talk anymore, but it's important to me to be like, they taught me so much about mm-hmm. life and friendship. Why would I just because we don't talk anymore for no reason.
Right.
Just grew apart. No bad blood, no nothing. It just, mm-hmm. we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. You know, I've been listening to that song a lot lately.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shout out Shawn Mendes. I know you're watching. He's saying that, right?
No, it's Charlie Puth.
Shout out Charlie Puth. Thank you so much for watching this podcast.
Who's the girl that sings on it?
Cabello? Camila Cabello?
Is it Camila? I don't know. Or it's either Selena that Gomez. Or I thought it was Selena Gomez. I don't know.
I'm not the person to ask for this.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on, and I have no grasp of the situation.
You yet. Just like the song. You're just vibing to the song. Yeah. Hey.
They ate.
Mm-hmm. We don't talk anymore.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Do you have any pieces that you carry from people?
No. Okay. I have one ring, and I bought it myself. I think it's called carnelian.
Ooh, that one's a powerful one or something.
Yes, exactly.
The tarot witches tell me about it all the time.
The tarot witches, I believe they told me about this one too years ago. I was just scared to buy it years ago. I did used to frequent a crystal shop back when I lived in Pennsylvania. There's this crystal shop that I always loved to go to, and I would always look for carnelian, and I was just like, well, when it's my time to buy it, like, then I'll just feel that I'm called to this stone. But it always sat in the back of my mind. And then I had a really, like, tough beginning of the year this year. Mm. And then I had a tough time, like, just having a lot of self-love. Because mm-hmm. I was kind of, I've always been alone. But, like, you're right here. But, like, I always felt like alone mm-hmm. relationship-wise. Yeah. I've always been alone. And so I had a little bit of something where I wasn't alone, and then it got taken away from me, and then I tried to find something else, and then it just didn't serve me. So I said, goodbye, I don't need you, I don't deserve this. Right. I had a lot of, like, an awakening almost. Like, I deserve better than what I have been given. Mm-hmm. So I bought this stone because of that, because I'm pretty sure, like, it symbolizes self-love and coming into your power. So this stone has been really good to me, and whenever it has served its purpose, then it'll break, and then I'll find a new stone that's called to me. Yeah. And like that, it's kind of like your bracelet theory.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just in a different way. But I don't really wear jewelry. I just wear this ring and my watch,
because you always be on that money clock.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. The stone that's always called to me is Moonstone.
Yes.
And I've read that that's very much about femininity and, like, mm-hmm. other things that I've read about that I can't remember at this moment.
Right. The femininity.
Yeah. I have a lot of Moonstone. It's also my birthstone.
Mm-hmm.
I have three. I have Pearl, but I don't really like Pearl. Moonstone. Love Moonstone. And it's a really cheap stone. And then Alexandrite. Not a cheap stone. Very expensive. So I don't have any Alexandrite. If you're watching Charlie Puth and you like to gift me, or Shawn Mendes.
Ooh.
Because, you know, they're both watching.
They're 100% both watching.
They're taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Is Charlie Puth the one with the slit in his eyebrow?
Yeah.
And Shawn Mendes is the one with the butterfly tattoo?
Does he?
That made out with Camila Cabello. Cabello,
yeah.
Cabello, and it was really gross. You ever see their makeup video?
Probably, like, but I probably just, like, blocked it from my memory.
They're, like, licking on each other. Ew. It's disgusting. This was
Are they still together?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because they were together, and then they weren't, and then they were together, and I don't know.
And now we don't talk anymore.
And now we don't talk anymore, like we used to do.
Oh, shit.
Charlie Puth actually just got married.
Who?
I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't follow Charlie Puth. You want to know something funny about Charlie Puth, though?
You guys go way back?
We go way back. I saw him perform for free in Philly. I want to say back in, like, 2015.
Like, before he was known?
Before he was, like, super known. See You Again had just come out. That song. It's been a long day without you, my friend.
I was thinking of Shooting Stars Never Fly for Me. I thought you were talking about that one.
No, not that one.
Okay.
So See You Again had just come out, mm-hmm. and during Christmas time, like, the radio stations, I don't know if you call it the same thing, Jingle Ball, they have, like, at the radio stations, they have, like, concerts at the end of the year, like, Christmas time, where a bunch of artists come together and perform, and so for the Philly Jingle Ball, he was not performing, I don't think he was performing at the Jingle Ball, but there was a pre-party that was happening in the venue next to the venue that Jingle Ball was happening, like the stadium or arena or whatever. And so I got in for free. I had won tickets, actually, and got in for free. Actually, did I win tickets for that one? I don't know if I did.
Okay.
But I saw him. And was Shawn Mendes there, too? Oh, my God.
Your best friend.
Shawn Mendes might have been there.
Our best friends on the pod.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But, yeah, I saw him. And was it... Maybe it was Alessia Cara?
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, what was she? Anyway,
mm-hmm.
one of her songs. But I'm pretty sure she was there. It was Alessia Cara, Charlie Puth, and Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
But, yeah, I saw Charlie Puth. I'm pretty sure he's from Jersey, too. So he's, like, local-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Halsey. She's from Jersey.
I have no one that I can think about that's a local and where I'm from.
I don't know.
I can claim Panic at the Disco in Vegas.
You can, yeah. R.I.P.
Which, going back to my friend, the ring person, they loved Northern Downpour. They turned me on to Northern Downpour. And when that song was trending on TikTok, I would just be like... I was like, damn. It hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Now when I listen to that song, I'm always like... I remember being on campus with them.
Reminiscing. It's mm-hmm. so funny how songs can carry memories like that. Like, mm-hmm. when the artist puts out that song, they don't know the impact that's going to occur from that. You don't know how people are going to relate to it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, like, one of the beautiful things about sharing your art. Is, like, you... Because a lot of people... I'm saying a lot of people. I'm actually speaking for myself. Like, sometimes I say things, and I'm just like, I don't know if anybody's going to relate to this. I don't know if anybody's going to mm-hmm. be helped by this or whatever. Because I like to leave an impact. I like to think that I've left a positive impact on some people in my life.
Aww, really? You've made me like a more, like, feminine person. Because mm-hmm. I really wanted to be a feminine person.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was very much, like, tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
But then I hang out with you and I see how regal you are. We talked about this. You're regal, you're delicate, you're very, like...
And, like, I don't think of myself that way.
You absolutely... You at are, all. Like, if someone's like, you descend from royalty, I'd go, that tracks. Yeah.
I don't think of myself...
You're a princess.
...in that way at all. I think of myself as a klutz.
No.
I think of myself with no graces whatsoever.
Okay. I assure you. Hey, 8-Ball, does Sam have good grace? Concentrate and ask again.
Oh!
Sorry. Count on it.
Dang.
Yeah.
Thanks, 8-Ball.
You're regal.
Got my back.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I just feel like you've inspired me to be a more... Like, to tap into that feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Like, when we did that Aww. Closet clean out for me, and you're like, that doesn't suit you.
Mm-hmm.
You said, no, next.
Exactly. Because I have your best interest at heart.
Yeah, and you have impeccable taste.
Thank
I wish
you
I could
so
pull
much.
Off the outfits that you pull off.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
I can't rock a shirt and a skirt, or like a shirt and a long
skirt
dress. Yeah.
No, I think you could. Genuinely. I think you could.
It's not for me. But you rock it.
Thank
and
you.
And I look at it and I go, I would love to do that one day. But, yeah. You're a very humble person. And that's why I'm here. To remind you of all your amazing traits.
To boost my ego?
Like we were saying earlier, we had a mini podcast just called We Got Coffee and Hung Out. Mm-hmm. You're a very accomplished person at your age.
Stop. And I think you're
You're a good person to look up to.
Really?
You'll just have to be on stilts.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you are.
I'm a short queen. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Oh my gosh.
What?
But no, that's just, I don't know. Mm-hmm. From the moment I met you, you were very like, hello, I'm Sam.
That's so funny.
Nice to meet you.
That's so funny. I wonder if like other people have that impression of me.
You should ask.
Leave it in the comments down below. Yeah. Do I give regal?
Chat, leave in the comments down below your vibe of Sam.
I think I give.
Ooh, my knee just popped.
Oh, you're getting old now too.
I really am. It's catching up to me. I'm going to need knee surgery soon.
Uh-oh. She's going in. Mm-hmm. No, you've left a really great impact on me as well. Like, I'm so glad, like, I found a sister in you. Mm-hmm. I found a platonic soulmate in you.
Yeah.
Like, we get along so well, and we didn't know each other 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, going back to that whole thing that you were talking about, like, if you hadn't have been in that place at that time, like, you wouldn't have met that person. Like, yeah. That's the same for us. Like, if we hadn't have made the decisions that we did in our lifetimes, our paths never would have crossed.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be here right now making this podcast for everybody and chit-chatting.
Yeah.
Like you, my life is forever changed for the better because of you, because I knew you.
Word.
I have been changed for good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I look up to you and you're younger than me.
Like, stop.
But you are taller. Yeah, exactly.
I'm also like 4 inches taller than you.
Yeah, at least.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, you're way more than 4 inches taller than me.
Yeah, I'm not very good at just,
you're
like...
You're 8 inches taller than me.
Am I?
I'm 5 foot.
I think you're 5'8"?
No.
Oh.
I'm 5 foot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Height reveal.
Height reveal. I'm 5'8". And you are?
5 foot.
You leave quite an impression.
Yeah.
5 feet to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
Have we read our co-star yet?
We have not read our co-star yet.
Let's do that. Let's jump into that.
Now,
everyone's
let's
so
see.
Dying to know.
You read yours first.
Okay. Are we doing the thing?
Oh, are we doing... Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Okay. So, for me, it says, your body is conditioned unconsciously over a lifetime. It says, today, there's a little person in your head saying that is self-centered to get the mental stimulation you crave. It's not. You just need to learn that lying by omission is still lying. Pay attention. That's my favorite, like, lyric from Black Bear song, by the way. Lying by omission is worse than fucking lying. Anyway, pay attention. Don't perform ignorance. This month, you are ready to see the truth. This is a commendable move for someone who gets nervous when they feel someone getting closer to breaking down their emotional barriers. That's T. Be slow and strategic like a mushroom. I would never have said a mushroom is slow and strategic.
Interesting.
Your main challenge right now is to accept that sometimes things break down and have to be rebuilt. Your growth moves like the moon through its phases. Sometimes you're full, sometimes you're just a sliver. Your turn.
Well, let's break that one down for a second. I think it's really funny because when we were having our off-air podcast earlier called Getting Coffee, you said something about how sometimes you play dumb and you're just like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
And that one says, don't play ignorance.
That's true. Well, because it's just, I play dumb because sometimes I feel like I'm an imposter if I pretend that I'm smart.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like.
But you are smart.
I mean, that, so we have, okay, so we did 3-point lighting today, and I'm very proud of us. So we have my desk lamp over there, Sam's ring light by the camera, that light, technically it's 4, because we also have the outside lights. And what's holding Sam's ring light up is my hair tie, because it's on the chair. And then that, my light, is sitting on the rim of a chair. I am a woman in STEM.
You are a woman in STEM. You are smart.
But
and you have to own it.
I don't know, because it's like sometimes I feel like I can think like an engineer, but then when I say that, I feel like, well, I'm not smart enough to be an engineer.
No, I 100% think you can. Anytime you open your mouth with an idea, everybody goes, oh my gosh, I never thought about that.
Well,
like, you are the idea queen.
What can I say? If I could make money off of being an idea guy, I would do very well.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that, but...
Let's figure it out. Let's brainstorm it.
We're going to workshop it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. We're going to workshop it.
I don't know. It's just, I struggle with feeling like an imposter if I'm like too self-assured about things, because I don't know where I get that from, but it's like, there are some days where I think to myself like, oh my God, like I'm a genius. But then I'm like, no,
can't say that.
There's no way.
Like, yeah.
Cause I do this dance of being, it's about if I'm being too self-assured, because it's like, I think I'm these things, but what if I'm secretly not? And then I come off as being like egotistical.
Yeah.
But maybe I just am better than everybody.
No, I would say, yeah, you are.
Oh, okay. Word.
You are Chat, better than
am
everybody.
Am I better than everybody? Leave it down in the comments down below.
I think you are. You leave a lasting impact on the people that you see. And like, I always tell you this, when you enter a room, you light up the room. Everybody's eyes goes right towards you and they all flock to you. It's so funny to watch. Because they all just go right up to you because they know that you're going to have something nice to say. You're going to have something funny to say, something positive, and you're not going to bring down the vibe. You're just going to elevate it even more.
Hey, 8-Ball, do I light up any room I'm in? Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
8-Ball's a real one.
Okay, 8-Ball.
Okay, pop off.
Okay, I like you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, if the 8-Ball says it's true, it must be true.
Exactly. My opinion doesn't matter. It's the 8-Ball.
It's the 8-Ball. Yeah, that's, exactly. That's our deciding factor.
Superior.
I'll put it in the middle so you can reach for it, too.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, what's your co-star?
Okay, so my co-star says, you deserve relationships that are not codependent, minimizing, or controlling. Tea. Shout out. Today, a close relationship is bringing you to assert yourself in a new way, and you can't make sense of their actions. Your belief that you are obligated to give yourself away is causing you to reject others out of fear that they'll reject you. Mm. Express how you feel. Let someone notice your little gestures. Interesting. It can be hard to stick things through when you have to finish things. You're not a bad person for having trouble with follow through. Do what you say you're going to do. Okay. The broader focus of your life during this time is to balance your duties and your desire to transform so that you can set yourself on the path towards fast and unrestrained growth. Arrogance will not help you grow.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's tea.
That is tea. Very interesting.
And what was your top one again?
The top statement, you deserve relationships that are not codependent, minimizing, or controlling.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some of your past...
That's what I'm saying. That's what after
extremely.
That's what I said after when I got this ring, I was just like, I don't deserve this. I need self-love. I don't deserve somebody who is going to make me cry.
No.
No.
You have the, you have Donald merch to cry over, not a man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My tears can't be wasted on a man.
They have to be tears of joy. If you're going to cry, I would rather you have tears of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you're a little bit of a crier. And I think that's really beautiful.
I've turned into a crier, for sure. Yeah. I've really embraced it.
Like, it's so funny when we're doing something, and I hear you go, oh, and I look over, and there's just tears streaming. I'm like, what's wrong? And you're like, this is just really beautiful. And I'm like, it is really beautiful. You're so right. Because I wish I could just be a crier. I've never really been, like, my family has always been very stoic.
Mm-hmm.
We're funny, but we're stoic.
Yeah.
And so it's just really nice being with someone who lets their emotions flow so freely, because I'm always like, that's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've had to grow into crying. Like, growing up, I never cried at all. Like, I always kind of hid my emotions because, I mean, childhood trauma, my emotions never got, like, addressed. It was kind of just, like, deal with it yourself. So I was just like, why am I going to cry? I'm going to bring attention to myself, and nobody's going to give me the attention anyway.
Yeah.
Who cares? You know what I mean?
Real.
But as I grew up, I started being like, crying is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool to show emotion. And I think for anybody, it's cool to show emotion and just to like show your happiness, even show your sadness.
Yeah.
But I do cry a lot at cute things, specifically like Donald Duck, or like if it has to involve the nephews.
Yeah.
I love...
That's your brand.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I love them so much.
Yeah.
And we all know that I love them. But earlier, I'm not going to mention what you said, but you were telling me something. And it was like one of the first things you said to me this morning. And I was like, oh, that's really nice. Mm-hmm. And like, I was actually trying not to cry. Like, because I was just so happy.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm going to cry now.
Don't block it. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Oops.
Because
I was just so happy for you. Not me crying on the podcast.
You know what I mean? I'll literally look away, and I'll look back, and her eyes have glossed over, and I'm like, what happened? What did I miss? In the 30 seconds, I looked this way.
Yeah, because I just like to think of things, and like, it's just... Things are just so beautiful, and I think emotions are so beautiful, and and the showing of emotions and the telling of emotions.
Yeah.
I think human life is very beautiful. There's a lot to discover. There's a lot to dig deep down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, because I've done a lot of work, like through therapy, digging deep down into my emotions, and I find that when I'm dealing with something, like I'll go on TikTok and my algorithm will show me so many videos of people going through the same thing. And then I just go, I'm so grateful for people who do speak about these kind of things.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people just hide it in, and then that messes with them.
Yeah.
So I think it's really beautiful to show emotion.
Yeah.
And to speak about things and to be like, hey, your feelings are valid. Mm-hmm. Other people go through them too.
Mm-hmm.
Because feeling alone is something that I lived with for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt so... Not like trapped, but like just by myself, so lonely for so long that I don't want other people to feel that way. If I can make like 0.5% of a difference in somebody's life, in one person's life, that's enough for me.
Yeah, you made a huge. Well, you made a huge difference in my life.
Aww.
Yeah, I think that you. I kind of when I was in Vegas because it was COVID. So I kind of, you know, and I was in a relationship that wasn't fulfilling, borderline, kind of, you know, emotionally abusive.
Yeah.
I just kind of walked through life in like a daze, especially when I was dating him, which we'll get into that sometime, because that was a real like eye opener for me. But I kind of walked through life just like, this
numb.
Is it. Yeah. I'm like, this, I guess this is it. And then I moved over here. And I met you, and I was like, hey, wait a minute. There's so much more to life than just the ins and outs of going to work. Because I was working at a mom-and-pop bakery, and I really loved working there. But it was like, this can't be my life. This can't be it. This can't be what was intended for me. I'm meant for more.
You're
but I didn't
greatness.
Know that yet. I didn't know I was meant for more. I had to meet you, and you had to teach me that I'm meant for more.
Aww.
So it's like you've made such big like mind not even like just like I'm a girl now. It's like you've created such a positive impact in my psyche because you know I feel like when you met me I was still trapped in that like Ohio mindset and you helped elevate me to be like no we're city girls now. City girls don't cry.
No
well for the most part on good days but I don't know, because it just, I really felt like I was just kind of like, I got stuck in the go to work, go home, do this, go to work, go home. And it just was like.
In the mundane.
And I didn't go and do crazy things all the time, because like, I'll just be sitting and be like, so there's this event like next week, book us tickets, we're going.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go, yeah.
Random concert, we've never heard any of the songs.
So
take let's go.
This random band coming to town and we're both off that day. Like, do you want to go? And you're like, it's $20?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Might as well.
Let's make a TikTok. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just, I feel like, not to sound like Mumford and Sons, but you've awoken my soul a little bit. Because it was just, I was just kind of like toiling away. And you went, hey, there's a life to go live. You want to go? And I went,
Yeah.
Live life. I'll go do the things. So
that
I
makes
think the
me
moral
very
of
happy.
My story is you need to meet somebody that's willing to go do life with you. I think that's what I'm trying to say is that I found someone that's willing to go live life with me. And that's wonderful. And then we live in such harmony.
Yeah, 100%.
Because, I don't know, did we talk about this on the last episode where it was like, I felt like I was such an oddity, and then I met you, not like mm-hmm. oddity negative, but like, yeah. you know, just someone that, that's, and not to be like, I'm different, but it's like,
I'm weird. You see this hat?
It's
I'm
weird. Yeah. No, but it's like, I just feel like I'm so, like a bit of an oddity, and then I was like, I'm like the last unicorn. And then mm-hmm. I met you and I said, oh my God, there's many unicorns. Many people are like me.
Yeah.
But I mesh with you the most.
Mm-hmm.
You match my freak. I guess that's, to sum it up, you match my freak.
We match each other's freak.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
And like, we definitely are like a do it for the plot.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of times that I've said do it for the plot in the time that I've known you.
And it's changed the trajectory of my life.
Oh my God, yeah. We've done things that we would never...
You've had to kick me at the door to go do some things, but I've 100%. Come back and gone, hey, maybe that wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've come back and I went, that was the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
But you did it anyway, and you have a story. Exactly.
My kids will think I'm interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You've lived life.
Mm-hmm.
Life isn't just about the good. It's also about the bad. It's learning the life lessons in between and having stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how they did it back in the day when writing didn't even exist. They told stories about their lives. You know what I mean?
On spaceship Earth, they have the cavemen and that they had the little wall designs.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Exactly.
So I paid attention.
100%.
Yeah. I say that, like, Mission Space or Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth.
They all have the... Okay. Side note. Time out. Okay. Mission Space. Spaceship Earth. Space Mountain. Why? They all have the same thing just moved around. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
And I always say the wrong one. But all the people in my life know I'm talking about... They know.
I was really scared. You said you went on Mission Space and I went, you did what?
And I went, yeah. It's like... I was like, no, I went in the Epcot ball. And you're like, oh.
Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, they all have the same names. They all have space in their stupid names. And it's like...
Come on.
It's so annoying. Anyway, back into the jump. But like... Ooh, I bumped my mic. Sorry, y'all. Bah! I just punched the shit out of my mic.
Boop, boop, bah!
Yeah. But no.
What were we speaking about?
I don't remember. I went on a tangent and I got really passionate about it. I don't know. You made me a better person.
Yeah, and you've made me a better person.
And that eats,
mm-hmm.
I'd say.
We ate down.
Your Honor, my client ate.
She left no crumbs.
No crumbs. Your Honor, my client ate and left no crumbs. Not guilty. Or maybe guilty of eating.
Ooh, yeah.
My client is guilty of eating and leaving no crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the jury goes,
yeah. Yeah.
I think that's beautiful.
I also think that's beautiful. How are we doing on time?
We have another 3 minutes in this thing. So, do we feel complete? Should we wrap it up?
I feel like we should wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up in these 3 minutes, okay? Yeah.
Well, I think that's been a wonderful little journey that we've talked about. And then I derailed the conversation by getting really angry about a topic that actually genuinely makes me mad.
We'll do a whole entire podcast episode just on that.
Oh, I just let you. Yeah, talk and just be like, why do things have the similar names?
Mm-hmm.
I'm stupid.
All right, I'm gonna write that down in podcast episode ideas.
Yeah, why do things have similar names? It pisses false amis, as they say in French. False friends. You ever seen that? When things sound like it should mean something else.
Faux amis. Okay.
False friends. It's like a. I learned it in class. Anyway. Okay. Thank you guys so much for watching episode 2 of the podcast that we have not named yet.
Yes, but it'll have a name when you're watching this.
When you watch this, it will definitely have a name.
That's
by then.
So exciting.
So it's like drum roll, but for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I think that's about it. We discussed a lot of topics today, mm-hmm. and I think it was very beautiful. If there's anything else that you would like us to elaborate on, you know, leave it in the comments down below.
Let us know if you have a question. We'll maybe answer it.
Maybe.
Maybe. You never know.
Who knows?
Who's to say? In this economy, who knows?
Who knows?
But thank you guys so much for watching.
Yeah, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for coming along on this little journey with us.
Yeah.
We'll see you when we see you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.